Before the concluding hymn tonight, I wanted to say just a few words. And it has to do with why it is that we venerate the Mother of God, why specifically we pray to her to intercede on our behalf. And I want to answer that historically a bit, but also in a very practical way, because we can certainly rely on Scripture and the tradition of the Church to explain why it is that we ask the Panagia to intercede for us. But in a very practical way, I have discovered in my life and in my work as a priest that we humans are lazy and self-serving, and if something doesn't work, we don't do it. But what people have discovered, what faithful have discovered for 2 millennia of lived Christianity, is that intercessory prayers to the Mother of God work time and time again. And I've never served in a parish where there wasn't at least one person that had had an encounter with the Mother of God. She is constantly interceding for us everywhere, here in the world, especially in monasteries. And the example par excellence of the intercession of the Panagia on behalf of the faithful is the historical basis for this evening's service. We know that in the year 626, that Byzantium Constantinople was under siege. The emperor was at war with the Persians and had to leave the city to continue the war. And a group of mercenaries called Avars, who had been protecting the city, then aligned with the remaining Persians to lay siege to the city. The city was left in charge of the patriarch Sergius, who processed through the city with the icon of the Mother of God. The forces inside the city walls were outnumbered 5 to 1, 50,000 to 10,000. But every time the walls were attacked, they held, and the attackers were repelled. Finally, there was a great naval battle where the Avars were decimated by the Byzantine forces. And as the battle concluded, the king of the Avars saw a vision of a splendidly dressed woman over the walls of the city, who, of course, was the Panagia. And it is specifically because of this event that this akathist was written, that the hymn Ti Per Macho was written. So the question for us Orthodox Christians is, during this time of crisis, what can we do while medical science and civil leadership work to protect us? And the answer is pray. Prayer is not an afterthought. It should be the beginning and end of everything. And I pray that the researchers who are working on a cure are praying every time they walk into the laboratory. I pray that healthcare workers, every time they walk into a facility, are saying a silent prayer. I certainly pray that our civic leaders, as they debate and make decisions, that they are praying, not as an afterthought, but as a beginning and as the basis for what they are doing. We read in James' epistle that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and that is true, and it has always been the case. And it has always been the case that the Panagia is our fervent intercessor with her Son. May she intercede with him now, our Savior, in this hour of need.